Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sheer Enjoyment with me, Jordana, drinkitin_Jordana. I'm so glad that you're here. If you ever want to sponsor a class, please be in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. You could do it for Rafua, Yeshua, for Aliyah V'Neshama. It's such an amazing tool and such a zechus to be able to sponsor a class, so please be in touch with them. If this is something you enjoy, please feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at jbarachov@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram if you have Instagram. I would love to hear from you. People have reached out to me, and it has been very helpful to hear your feedback. So I talk about the connection between the Haftorah and the Torah portion. This week, I want to touch on that, hopefully if I have time. But there's a different message that I very much came across, and I have developed it a little bit further, and I very, very much wanted to share it with you. When something comes to me, I definitely feel the need to express it when it hits me so strongly, because I feel when something hits me so strongly, I bet you it's going to hit someone just as strongly. So this is the thought. In this week's Torah portion, in Bahalotcha, there's a story of Eldad and Medad. You know, it's like a little story that comes within where Moshe Rabbeinu has these grievances that he needs help. He can't do this alone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not a problem. I'm going to give you 70 helpers, which become the Sanhedrin. And when the men are chosen, they do a lottery out of 72, six from each tribe. That's a total of 72. And there were two extra men. Now, these two extra men either did not get picked to be part of the 70, or according to some Mefarshim, they left on their own accord in advance and said they didn't want to be a part of the group, and their names were Eldad and Medad. So here you have 70 men gathering around the Ohel Moed, and Eldad and Medad were separated from everybody else. And when the Nevuah came to these 70 men, it also came to Eldad and Medad, and Eldad and Medad were prophesizing inside or outside of the location where everybody else was. And we have a reaction from two main characters. We have a reaction from Yoshua, and then we have a reaction from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reaction from Yoshua was, what is going on? You need to put these two men in jail. Lock them up. They should not be having Nevuah. And he also, according to the Mefarshim, didn't like what they had to say. Moshe Rabbeinu said, on the other hand, Halavai, he goes, I wish everybody had Nevuah. What? Why are you getting so upset? Why? He says to Yoshua, Mekaneh, are you zealous for me? Are you jealous on my sake? I wish everybody, halavai, everybody should have Nevuah. So it's interesting that these reactions, these two, are an ongoing theme educationally that appears every generation and every walk of life and every community in whichever realm you see it. And what are those two main points, those two pillars? One is Yoshua saying, you need to earn, you need to deserve. It's not just for anybody, the learning. You can't go to this yeshiva. You can't go to this institution. You have to earn to go to that institution. You have to be worthy of it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, no, our yeshiva is open to everybody. Everyone's allowed to come in. Everybody's allowed access. I wish everybody should take advantage of that, and you should be happy that there are more that want to join. See, here you have this dichotomy between these two schools of thought. The Yoshua, you should earn. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's opened up to everybody. And generations go on and on and on. And you get to the famous school of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And it happens to be that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, at the root of certain arguments, they are the same core pillars of thought. Shammai is more like the Yoshua, and Hillel is more like the Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me explain. There's that famous Gemara where it talks about a man approaches Shammai and says, teach me all of the Torah al regel achat, on one leg. And Beit Shammai says, impossible. I cannot be done. You cannot learn all of the Torah al regel achat. And then he approaches Hillel and he says, Hillel, teach me all the Torah al regel achat. And Hillel says, sure, all you need to know is the Haftal Re'echa Kamocha, and from there, a person can then walk and continue on their way. So this is where I brought in another thought. So what? How is that the same school of thought? I once read this so beautiful, that when it said that a man came to Shammai and said, teach me all the Torah, I'll regal ahat, it's because this man had one leg. He had a disability, whether it would be the physical disability, but it was representation of someone that had a disability, whether it be a learning disability of any form of physical disability. And Shammai says, no. The Torah is not going to work with someone that has a disability. It's just not going to work. And Hillel looks at this man and says, no, anybody, it's open to everybody can learn. Everybody can is welcome to grow through Torah and is worthy to learn, no matter if you have a disability or don't have a disability. And I thought that's such a powerful lesson. These two schools of thought, the Yeshua Moshe, Shammai Hillel, and to see that from just a simple reaction from the story of this week's Torah portion just speaks volumes. So that was one thought I just felt the need to share, very much so in today's day and age, you know. We should all, in my personal opinion, be more of a Moshe and a Hillel. But I also wanted to talk about the connection between Haftorah and the Parsha very quickly. The Haftorah is from Zechariah, and in the Haftorah, it also discusses the menorah, which Bapa Halotka opens up with. And it's interesting that it focuses on the olive in the Haftorah. That's the focus that it really brings in. And I wanted to say, why olives? Why is the oil from olives? Because olives are bitter. And from that comes the oil that produces the light. It's a lesson to all of us about exile. Although it is bitter, although we might have bitter times, out of it, we can produce the greatest light. So why was oil self-producing and automatically feeding the lamps of the menorah? The Haftorah answers the question. God is saying, not with might nor by power, but by my spirit. When the time for Mashiach is going to come, we won't have to fight battles or exert strength in any way. We might have these inner battles, battles that we're all dealing with. The whole world is going to accept Hashem and that Hashem is in charge. You know, we talk about healing and improving, and so often we're looking for outside sources. But this is trying to show us the work is inner. It's all within us. If we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we trust in Hashem, it'll be effortless because Hashem will do it all for us. And that's the beauty of the connection between Haftorah and the Parsha, in that the menorah is being lit through olives, that at first it might seem bitter, but in the end, we get the light. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope everyone has a Shabbat Shalom, and I hope you enjoyed these two messages, the schools of thought of Shammai Hillel, Yeshua, and Moshe, and that of the oil specifically from olives, from bitterness to light. Have a Shabbat Shalom.